If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everybody, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Fortitude First. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells? Like one little thing could send you over the edge into a rage-filled volcano of frustration? Yeah, me too. We've all been there. The good news is, we don't have to be ruled by our anger and frustration. Today, we're diving deep into some seriously powerful tools, mindfulness, and breathing to help us navigate those tough moments with more grace and control. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs, and how we handle them makes all the difference. So, buckle up. We're about to unlock some ancient wisdom that can transform your relationship with anger and frustration. Trust me, this stuff works. It's not just some fluffy self-help nonsense, it's a proven method for finding inner peace even when the world feels like it's falling apart around you. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember as we break this down. First, awareness is your superpower. You gotta know what's going on inside before you can do anything about it. That means paying attention to those early warning signs, that tightening in your chest, the quickening heartbeat, even that familiar thought pattern that screams danger. Recognizing these cues helps you catch anger and frustration before they spiral out of control. Think of it like an alarm system for your emotional well-being. You want to hear those alerts so you can take action before things escalate into a full-blown meltdown. Second, mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind, it's about paying attention. It's about being fully present in a moment, without judgment. When frustration hits, try focusing on your breath. Count each inhale and exhale, really feeling the air move in and out of your body. The simple act can help calm your nervous system and create a sense of groundedness. You know that feeling when you're lost in a good book or watching a movie? That's mindfulness in action. Third, don't fight the feelings, acknowledge them. Trying to suppress anger and frustration is like trying to hold back a wave, it just builds up more pressure. Instead, allow yourself to feel those emotions without judgment. Say to yourself, I'm feeling angry right now, or this situation is frustrating. Just acknowledging them can lessen their intensity. Fourth, reframe your thoughts. When anger and frustration take hold, our minds tend to jump to negative conclusions. We assume the worst, blame others, and get caught in a cycle of negativity. Try to challenge those negative thoughts. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What's another way to look at the situation? What's the most helpful thing I can think right now? Finally, practice self-compassion. We all make mistakes. We all get angry sometimes. It's part of being human. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about learning, growing, and becoming more resilient in the face of challenges. Think about that last time you were really frustrated. Maybe you got stuck in traffic, or a project at work didn't go as planned. How did you react? Did you slam on the brakes, figuratively speaking, of course, shut into your phone, or just let that frustration simmer under the surface all day? Now imagine taking a deep breath before reacting. Imagine acknowledging those feelings without letting them control you. Maybe even try redirecting your energy to something positive, like listening to your favorite music or going for a quick walk. Small changes can make a big difference in how we handle those difficult moments. So, remember these key takeaways. Awareness is your superpower. Mindfulness helps you stay grounded, acknowledge your feelings without judgment, reframe negative thoughts, and be kind to yourself. It's about taking control of your reactions, not letting anger and frustration dictate your life. By practicing mindfulness and breathing techniques, we can become calmer, more resilient individuals capable of navigating the ups and downs of life with grace and composure. Want to dive deeper? Head over to our website for more resources on managing anger and stress. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little extra fortitude in their life. Until next time, stay strong, stay mindful, and keep pushing forward. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.